Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One seldom reads a book or hears a discussion about religion that someone does not refer to our Lord's prohibition, "Judge not that you be not judged," Matthew 7:1. Usually, the person means we should not judge other people's beliefs or actions. Of course, when a person makes that observation, he has just done what he criticizes the other person for doing. When we tell other people they should not judge, we have just judged. If Jesus forbade all judgment when he said, "Judge not that you be not judged," he has made it impossible for us to live. Life without judging simply is not possible nor desirable. In fact, we are called on many times every day to make some kind of judgment. For example, if you are watching television, you have to judge the programs you see. Either they are worth watching or they are not. There simply is no way to stop judging. So what did Jesus have in mind? The Lord Himself provides insight into the meaning of what judging is when He asks, "And why behold the mote that is in your brother's eye, but not consider the beam that is in your own eye?" Matthew 7:3. The word mote means a piece of dried wood or chaff, splinter, according to Dr. A.T. Robertson. The word beam means a log or a joist. The New American Standard Bible translates that verse, "And why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, and do not notice the log that is in your own eye?" Our Lord was exaggerating in order to teach a very valuable lesson. Obviously, no one can have a log or a beam in his eye. But who can forget the lesson our Lord was teaching? So often it is easy for us to criticize a brother for wrongdoing, when we are just as guilty, or even more guilty. A good example of this truth can be found in the life of King David. He had taken the wife of another man, and had the other man killed. The prophet Nathan approached David with a story about a rich man who took his neighbor's sheep and served it to his guests. When he told David the story, David became very angry. He said the man who was guilty of such insensitivity did not deserve to live. Nathan said to David, "You are the man." 2 Samuel 12:1 and following. David was ready to execute a man for taking another's sheep when he had taken another's wife and had the man sent to the front lines to be killed. Jesus asked further, "Or how do you say to your brother, 'Let me pull out the mote out of your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye?'" Matthew 7:4. Jesus was not forbidding our judging another and helping him to get his life straight with God. If he were, he would not have inspired Paul to write, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." Galatians 6:1. If we are going to restore a brother, we have to judge that the brother needs restoring. Otherwise, Paul's admonition would not make good sense. James pleads with his readers, "Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he who converts a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins." James 5:19-20. When we set out to help a brother or sister bring his or her life into harmony with God's will, a grave obligation for every faithful Christian, we must be sure our houses are in order. Thank you, and may God bless you.